This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley. The Wackness is a semi-autobiographical film by the young writer-director Jonathan Levine, set in New York City in 1994. The film stars Josh Peck and co-stars, as a pot-smoking psychiatrist, Sir Ben Kingsley. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Jonathan Levine's The Wackness unfolds in New York City in 1994, and it's a weave of two fat thematic strands. A late teenager's coming-of-age story, he's a drug dealer, so not your standard fresh-faced protagonist, and a portrait of a city and a culture in the throes of transition. Those strands don't mesh, but the film has real wit and an undertow of melancholy. It wears its heart on its hero's baggy jeans. The kid is named Luke and played by Josh Peck of Nickelodeon's excruciating, at least for non-tweens, sitcom Drake and Josh. At the moment, he sells pot, wheels it around the city in a beat-up ice cream cart. There are no cell phones back then, so he's isolated, and he broods over his lack of popularity in high school. Josh is one of those upper-middle-class 90s white kids who embraced the slang of hip-hoppers, appropriating the rage of the African-American underclass for their own ends. Levine uses Luke's hip-hop lingo satirically, but he also suggests that the music is a life-saving outlet for his pain, as well as an alternative to Kurt Cobain, who just offed himself. Peck is too much of a mouth breather. He doesn't need to let his mouth hang open all the time. But his passion suggests a minor key variation on John Cusack's great Lloyd Dobler in Say Anything. He narrates in a distinctive patois.
But I don't need high school friends. One week they're listening to Criss Cross, the next they're listening to Pearl Jam. I'm not like that. I'm loyal. I mean, I still listen to cassettes. But tomorrow, my life changes. Tomorrow, I graduate. And then I go to my safety school. And then I get older. And then I die.
Luke's dad is going broke. His family on the verge of eviction. His only confidant, his psychiatrist, Dr. Squires, a late middle-aged hippie, played by a weirdly cast, though very funny, Sir Ben Kingsley. We're in the twilight of Freudian psychotherapy here, when the rise of antidepressant medication is making this disillusioned doctor all but give up.
So what's on your mind, Luke?
Nothing. I mean, I can make something up.
Fine. Make something up, then.
Okay. I'm having trouble getting laid.
Common problem. Have you ever gotten laid?
2 years ago, Katie Randall in Battery Park. But she had drank like 240 ounces, and the cops came and broke us up before we...
So, she was drunk.
Homegirl weighs like 60 pounds, and she drank 2 40-ounce bottles of Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse.
Look, Dr. Squires.
Call me Jeff.
Look, Jeff. Dr. Squires. How much you need, man?
You're the one who needs the sun.
There's so much in those excerpts. Luke's self-hatred and pride in his own integrity. His therapist's cynicism. He gets pot from his patient. And his vision of a better future for this kid. That's before he knows that Luke has the hots for his stepdaughter, played by a willowy Olivia Thirlby, the second banana in Juno. No, it's more than the hots. He falls in love with her. And we see his crash coming a mile away. In 1994, the crack cocaine epidemic was easing, and there are references in The Wackness to new mayor Rudy Giuliani's crackdown on quality-of-life crimes, sweeping the homeless off streets, running dealers out of parks. But as the non-love story goes on and on, the Giuliani subplot peters out. The Wackness has what a friend of mine once called the spread of nonfiction. It isn't shaped. But that might be in part because Levine doesn't believe in easy resolutions, certainly not after high school graduation. The core of the whackness is the bond between the bitter therapist and the kid who wants to sleep with his stepdaughter. It's strange, funny, off-putting, and finally moving, a once-in-a-lifetime union. And watching Kingsley stick his tongue down the throat of Mary-Kate Olsen as a free-spirited hippie, one of Luke's customers, at a bar, is one of the weird sights of the year. Even the Queen might say, "So Ben, that is whack."
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.